Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Now, also, let's get to the reality of the Embiid suspension. So, you know, not a surprise that he was suspended. Let me read to you what the NBA wrote. They had a somewhat comprehensive thing they put out upon suspending him. Here's what the NBA said yesterday. Philadelphia 76ers center Joel Embiid has been suspended 3 games without pay for shoving a member of the media. It was announced by,
Joe Dumars.
Hold on. My fault. Let me get to the statement. Here's what they said. Yeah, from Dumars. Here's what the NBA put out. Mutual respect is paramount to the relationship between players and the media in the NBA. While we understand Joel was offended by the personal nature of the original version of the reporter's column, interactions must remain professional on both sides and can never turn physical. So JoJo suspended 3 games. There's so much to unpack on this situation. It's like the Kelsey one. There's just so many different tentacles to it. I mean, one of the things I am struck by today and was struck by yesterday before the suspension came out was the miraculous and perhaps legitimate, but perhaps not legitimate news earlier yesterday that, voila! Joel's getting really close to being ready to play.
He can serve it now. Close. Just serve it. We're good. He can serve it now. No problem.
How fishy was that? And I'm not saying
unbelievable.
Look, it might not be. It might be true. I mean, when Joel spoke last Friday, he indicated he was getting really close. But Rhea, how high in the air was your antenna when you heard that he's really close? And then shortly after that, 3-game suspension.
It was completely expected. I mean, it was, you know, it was the eye roll. It was the exaggerated eye roll. Like, you know, and then it's going to come to the November 12th game against the Knicks, and I'll be like, you know, maybe his knee's not so ready.
Well, that's the thing. I'll say this.
I feel like now they has to play,
he
right?
Has no choice but to play in that game.
Because he has to.
He's
serving the suspension. He has to prove that he could have played the suspension game.
Because then
cannot miss. He is playing. We know for sure when Joel Embiid's playing.
If not, he would probably be suspended again.
That's my point.
Like suspended this is,
and the organization would get
I know.
Hit. Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking more and more, if Joel did not play in game 4, let's remember the last time he was supposed to play in game 4, he did not. And I'm not talking the Knicks series. I'm talking game 4 of this season. Remember, he's going to be out 3. He's out 3. He's out 3 games.
Yeah.
The implication was game 4, good to go. Didn't work out that way. All right. So 6 years later tonight, we'll see Maxie and Paul George together
for the second time. Paul George will know how many points are at the end of the game.
I would certainly hope so. Holy mackerel, I would hope so.
Another boneheaded
so
play.
This does officially count as the first.
This is the first.
Of
yes.
The suspension.
Yeah. This is
which
the
is
first.
Why I personally don't have an issue with them declaring Embiid ready to play yesterday, because it's strategic. Like, they're doing it intentionally.
But my point
he's
is,
he's going to be out, he's going to be out.
My point, though, is he must play the 4th game now.
I agree.
Because
I think
if
he
not,
will. Sure, Joe,
he probably will, but if he doesn't, I mean.
Would anything surprise you?
Armageddon.
Exactly. At this point, no, like the, nothing was.
I know. All right. Let's get calls in here. 215-592-9494. If you want to react to the whole Joel situation, the Eagles, how good are they? What do you make of the 4-game winning streak against teams with a combined record of 10-26 and trade deadline? How frustrated are you? Let's get to Brandon right now. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing this morning?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Brandon.
Good. Hey, listen, I am concerned that nothing happened at the trade deadline. And Joey D, after you put together that combined wins and losses over the last four teams we played,
yep.
I'm a little puzzled how you are not really concerned at all, right?
Well, like, because I don't know that the Eagles are good enough to merit going in on this. I mean, I understand they're probably going to make the playoffs. I get that. But I also know there's got to be a standard. If you're going to really make moves at the trade deadline and give up stuff, I want you to think that you have a reasonable chance to compete for the Super Bowl. And I'm not there yet. Maybe I will be in 2 or 3 weeks, Brandon, but I'm just not there yet.
So should we assume that Howie is not believing that this team has a legitimate shot?
Yeah, that's a possibility. But the other possibility is maybe Howie and other GMs just could come to terms on certain players. Like, it's hard to know, right? We're not in that war room.
I cannot imagine that it would be we're not making deals because
the Jahan Dotson thing could be part of it. You mentioned it, but then he already gave up a third round pick for a guy and he's not gotten great results. And he's like, I'm not adding more. Like, I already made my trade. It was John Dotson.
And Brandon, for what it's worth, you can say this shouldn't be a factor, but other than the acquisition of Jay Ajayi, most of these trade deadline deals by Howie have been a disaster.
All of them.
Yeah.
And he may be gun shy from that standpoint.
I think that might be factoring in here.
It could be. So, Brandon, I mean, look, it's a little complicated. And again, I think the main thing is how good are the
Eagles? These are cheap deals. These are cheap deals that are getting done for players that they look like stars in some cases. These edge rushers who changed hands for multiple picks, but it's like sixth and seventh rounders. They can make major plays this season for the new team that they're on, but maybe I don't understand why we wouldn't
be trying for that
stuff. It's possible we just missed, and that's why it's possible we were in on that. We were hoping for that.
Oh, I'm sure they tried. But
I wish we could have hit because we are still lacking for pass rushers in a major way.
All right, 215-592-9494. So how do you size up the Eagles, and what do you make of all that? The Joel suspension, you can react to that. Plus, Sirianni, conversation we had with him from yesterday. Pretty comprehensive on a lot of fronts. Sirianni, next.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.